all various things that require shlosa. It's up to Mishnah weiter. Chalitza v'miunin b'shlosa. So previously we talked about smichas kenim, arifas egla b'shlosa, and we had a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. Said chamisha. Now we have chalitza v'miunin, two things, and the Mishnah says both of them require shlosa. Remember, when we discussed earlier, we have to ask ourselves shlosa and what type of shlosa, smuchim, not smuchim. We discussed b'negeya smichas kenim, arifas egla. We have to think about the same issue here. So we have chalitza b'shlosa, miunin b'shlosa. What is being discussed? That Rashi. And why do you need shlosa? Rashi says chalitza b'shlosa, b'yivamis yalef l'apek mitzvah chalitza. You want to know the makor? You're not going to find it in Sanhedrin Perek Rishon. Unlike the rest of the cases in the Mishnah that you just look later in the Perek and the Gemara has a discussion about how you know. So this line of the Mishnah is not elucidated in Sanhedrin at all. Here you have to go to Yevamis, which we'll meet Hashem, we'll get to. So Rashi tells us, look in Yevamis, you'll see how we know Chalitza B'Shlosha. Okay. We know what Chalitza is. That's self-evident. That's the Parsha at the end of Kiseitse. We had it last Shabbos. That's in the case of a person dies without children, and the wife is therefore a Yevama. She's not allowed to remarry. She either gets Yibum, and her late husband's brother will marry her as Yibum, or else there's a process called Chalitza, the Chalitza Nalo Me'al Raglo, the Yarka Befana, the Ansa Ba'ama, Kocha Yasel Ish, and that halacha, that procedure of Chalitza, releases her to marry anyone else, and it has to be done according to Mishnah B'Shlosha. The other case is mi'unim. What is that? Now Rashi has to give us some background. What exactly is mi'unim? Yisoma ketana shehisi'uha ima ve'acheha ledaita yotza b'lo get b'mi'un kozman shelo gadla tachtav. The story is a ketana gets married, but the father is not alive. If the father is alive, he can marry off his daughter in Kabbal Kedushin, and she's married midoraisa, Biti Nasati Lishazeh. However, if there's no father, then you can't have the ketana become married midoraisa. The whole institution of marriage for a ketana, Yisoma, is only Dindarabanan. Who marries her off? The mother, the brother, to her consent, with her consent. And given that this Kedushin is not a Kedushin d'oraisa, so there's a different mechanism that allows her to be released from this marriage. This marriage is only Drabbanan. So as long as she chooses before becoming Gedola that she refuses to remain here, she's Mema'ein, it's a declaration of Miyun that she declares it in front of as many people as we'll see in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to tell us Bishlosha. She has to say it to a Beis Din that I don't want to stay married to this person. So then she immediately goes free. You don't need even a get midrabanan, you just can have miyun. So Rashi explains, this is the din of the Mishnah of you need b'shlosha. Now why? Here Rashi gives us an explanation. U'b'shlosha b'inan. It has to be with shlosha, in front of a beis din. Why? The code tikkun rabanan ke'en d'oraisa tikkun. Because that which the chachamim were metaken has to have is ke'en d'oraisa. We find very often that Chazal, when they institute something, they pattern it after a paradigm of a d'oraisa. So this is not a d'oraisa, it's a drabbanan, but it's ke'en d'oraisa. Mi'unin drabbanan. The whole institution is a drabbanan. The midoraisa, Rashi elaborates why it's not why midoraisa, there's nothing is required. The midoraisa fill mi'un gobaya. Midoraisa, she doesn't even need to do mi'un, because the marriage is null and never took effect. Ain't kiddushik tana klum elam ken kitzaviyat chesivas bitin sadulishazet. So midoraisa, she's not married b'chal. So there's no marriage. There's nothing to go out of. Midrabanan, there's a kiddushin. So midrabanan, it suffices with miyun. But this halacha b'fnei shlosha, Rashi calls it ke'en d'oraisa. And the big riddle that all the mefarshim try to understand in Rashi's, Rashi didn't explain what d'oraisa he was referring to. Patterned after a doraisa that you need a beis din for that doraisa. Miyun is similar to that doraisa that needs a beis din. What exactly midoraisa would miyun be compared to? So the first intuition would be that Rashi would refer to. What's the parallel of miyun d'oraisa to get out of the marriage? What's necessary? A get. That there was a husband gives the wife a get. Also in last week's parasha, b'chasa was save a krisus. So a get is what's required midoraisa if there's a kedushin d'oraisa, and midrabbanan there's a kedushin d'rabbanan miyun. So the miyun is b'fnei shlosha ke'en d'oraisa of get. So the Mishnah didn't even say the d'oraisa case of get. Interesting, okay, but meanwhile, the implication is that a get also requires a beis din. A beis din is the mesad of the get, and the get is given b'fnei shlosha. And the miyun is ke'en d'oraisa. Sounds like a very plausible pshat. What's the big problem, of course? Lo matzinu me'ikra din that a get requires a beis din. This is another Behudas problem of Kibeger Mishnais is mixing this. Take a look, you have on the side of the Mishnais, Tosis Rabbi Kibeger. So the words that we have in our Rashi quoted by the Tosis Yontif, the Tikun, and so on. So what does it mean? Bipshuto, Dr. Kibeger, Bipshuto, Hainu, the Miun, the Kedushin Drabbanan, Tiknu Kein Doraisa, which is the Hainu get, the Kedusha Doraisa, the Imken Buchach, the get, Sarachios, the Bezmin Shel Gimel. So it's clear then that a get has to be done in front of Beis Din. Ube'emes tamua l'chora. This is very, very difficult. Why? Look in Mishnayis and Gittin. Perek Tes, Perek HaMegarish. Mishnah Dala de Gittin Nevor. So we have a machlokes when it comes to get, whether Ede Mesira Karti or Ede what? Chasima Karti. Rabbi Lazar Shita has Ede Mesira Karti, which means what arouses for the krisus is the edim who witnessed the mesiras haget. There need not be edi chasima on the get. Rav Meir says that no edi chasima karti, just the edim on the get. They're needed, and that's what's kores. So the Gemara and the Mishnah is there. It emerges. The Rav Elazar dam edim mesira karti no sela b'fnei edim. So all you need to do is the most of the get in front of the edim mesira, two witnesses. Sweet and mysterious again, and she's megureshes. Oh, Rav Meir mashma the kemed edi chasim makarti ain't tzarich litein b'fnei edim. The pashtus from Rav Meir, you don't even need that. You just have the edi chasima, and then you give it to our beino lebeina, the two of them alone, and she's megureshes. Except this is now some ideas that you're picking up along the way. He has an apprentices. There is a tosis that says b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. This is an important piece of information. That even according to Rav Meir, who holds Eidei Chasima Karti, but what is still required? That the Mesir be done b'fnei Eidim. The Mikol Makom Tzarich Litein.
Both sides, you've given careful attention.